Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
We're making our connection with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine, and I wonder if he knows about what happened at the Oscars last night, because the documentary, 20 Days in Mariupol, won an Academy Award, first Oscar in the history of Ukraine. And if you saw the Oscars last night, you heard the filmmakers say, "I wish I never made this film. I wish Russia never attacked our cities. I cannot change the past, but we can hope the truth will never be forgotten." We'll get to Joseph here momentarily, hopefully. He's running a little bit late today. As far as the news from Ukraine today, now, let me bring you up to date on what's happening and what we know at this point. And here's the latest. Belarus has started a major inspection of armed forces combat readiness. And the visit that Donald Trump had with Viktor Orban of Hungary is making news. The Hungarian president said that Donald Trump said he would not give money to Ukraine if elected president. So that story naturally will be reverberating through Ukraine and the rest of the world today. President Zelensky hit back at the Pope, saying Ukraine should raise the white flag and end the war with Russia. That's what the Pope said. President Zelensky had other ideas on that. And we're not making the connection with Joseph. Hope he's okay there in Ukraine. But if we get him, we will talk to him right here. We have our connection with Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. Joe, I know why you're running late today. You're celebrating your birthday, aren't you? Happy birthday, Joe.
Bob, thank you. Thank you for the good wishes. Hello from Lviv. I'm late today because in America, the clocks change, but not here in Ukraine for a couple more weeks. So I was just taking a leisurely run through the park in the rain when I saw the message from your producer, "Are you ready to go?" And so anyway, here I am. Everything is calm here in Lviv. The Russians did attack Zaporizhia a few hours ago, Zaporizhia City and Kharkiv City last night. But it's a calm spring day here in Lviv. And I don't know, I'm sure many people saw, maybe you already talked about it, the Oscars last night, that film, The Last Days of Mariupol, was honored. And that was a great moment, I think, amid, bad news and sometimes negative headlines for Ukrainians to see that. And the director, who's from Mariupol, and then who escaped to Kharkiv and became part of that artistic, creative scene in Kharkiv, gave a really powerful speech, and in which it was an opportunity to speak, he said, to some of the most talented people in the world. He was addressing Hollywood itself and saying, cinema helps create our memories. And so we have to really be mindful of the art that we create, because that's how the truth can prevail, if we can tell the stories. And it was, it was a moment that maybe will inspire others to spend their resources on sharing the story of people who refuse to surrender to tyranny.
I was hoping you had either seen that or heard about it. One of the families depicted in that documentary fleed Ukraine, and they're in Chicago now. And I was reading about them today. They're enjoying borscht in our Ukrainian village. So that was nice to hear. And for your birthday, here's the present we all want to give you, Joseph. I know you're trying to raise important funds there, and we urge our listeners to go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, and you'll find all the information there, and you'll be able to help out. It's not just drones you're trying to get right now, is it, Joe?
No, actually, right now, thank you, Bob, for that. One of the big projects now is to get drone jamming backpacks. One of those backpacks is can protect about a dozen guys and protect them from the Russian drones that are trying to kill them. So while Ukrainians are hoping to get more ammunition and other major weapons, protecting those guys at the front is one of the best things that we can do.
UkrainianFreedomNews.com. You can use the PayPal option there, and you will be very, very happy that you helped, I'm sure. I hope you can enjoy your birthday today, Joe, and that you get your clocks and your body readjusted.
Same for you all. We'll have to deal with that time change in 2 weeks. So I hope it's a good day there in Chicago, and thanks. And, you know, I encourage everyone to go watch that speech from the Oscars last night, and you really can see the soul of creativity and humanity of the Ukrainians, and see the possibility that yes, this type of evil can be stopped. So thank you all. Thank you, Bob, and until tomorrow.
Happy birthday. We'll talk tomorrow. Thanks, Joe.